Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I am excited to be here and want to really invite anybody out there who wants to talk about our topic tonight with me to call in. And our call-in number tonight is 256-737-9505. So, our topic tonight happens to be the story we tell ourselves.
Hey, I thought I would throw in there for you, since it's kind of new for you to do the call-in thing. If somebody does call, they'll be on the screen in front of you.
Okay. Well, that's just one more thing
You got to remember.
I got to remember, Jay. That already throws a wrench. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that would be awesome. I mean,
and I'll try not to include obvious names like, I don't know, Bart, Lisa, okay. Homer, Marge, yeah.
Yeah, well, if Homer calls, he's definitely one that I want to talk to.
Now, I don't know. There's some people out there with strange last names. Like, I don't know, strange.
I think I could help.
I could help that guy.
I could help Homer. I know I could. Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you for that.
Leave it to me to derail the show.
It's cool. Listen, if you do have someone that calls in and you see I'm not getting them, holler at me.
Like really loud?
Yeah.
Like,
hey, Sandy!
Yeah,
something like that.
That would be really good.
Okay,
that'd be great.
That would be more obvious than actually saying, "Hey, Sandy, you have a caller."
Woo! Yeah, because I could probably, you know, use a little help that way. But it's all good. It's all good. So the topic that I did want to talk about—it's the story we tell ourselves of why we can't get healthy, and that's just something that has been on my mind. I wanted to do, actually moving forward, I have a lot of things going on and I'm excited about that. But what I really wanted to do tonight too is just have some real transparency. And since I started doing this radio show, life has been kind of crazy. But it's been great. Most of you know that I did the commitment to do that big 26-mile hike, and of which I made it about 20 miles. But what that did for me, too, was that it really did throw my eating off track, because I just had to eat more to maintain for those hikes. And so I was kind of opened the door and invited sugar back into my life. And one of the things about me doing that is I just really struggle. A little bit goes a long way for me. And I can become, I don't really be appropriate to compare it to this, but it's how I feel. I almost feel like I'm like on drugs, crackhead on drugs, and I can't get enough. I can't stop thinking about it, and I have been in that place for some months, and doing this show, and health coaching, and all of that. And one of the things that I found is that people, I mean, I don't feel great to be able to say that, but what I find is that people appreciate the fact that somebody who really believes in health and wants to be healthy still has that struggle, because the struggle is very real. It's just definitely a real thing. So I wanted to start tonight and just say that I feel different, and it's because I am different. I started about 3 weeks ago getting back into my very structured eating program, and it has got me in a fantastic place, a place where, whoo, gosh, I'm not hungry, first of all, because I'm getting everything that I need. I am so full of energy that I was just out hiking before I came here today. And thanks for not mentioning how I smell tonight, Jay. But I was hiking hard today. It's hot out there, but it's awesome because I had the energy to do it. And another great symptom of being able to keep my blood sugar balance, I'm not craving anything. And the thing that's really bizarre is headed over to Panera Bread for a cup of decaf just to kind of chill out before the show after the hike. And gosh, a few weeks ago, had I been in there, that whole case of all that sweet junk, even though it's clean and they claim it's all clean, but clean doesn't equal healthy. But that stuff, oh my goodness, it would have been calling my name, and I probably would have ended up walking out of there with a couple bagels, and it was nice. It is so freeing, and this is the me that I love most, because I am in control of my choices, and it's just a very fantastic place to be. I feel crystal clear, and there's no reason to step off. And it's pretty neat too, because 7 years ago this month is when I started my health journey. And so this is a big month for me, and it's been a journey for sure. Most of my transformation has been mental. I'm back down to being about 130 pounds lighter, but the transformation between my ears has been the biggest piece of it. I owe it all to the community that I hang around. I really try to stick with people that are moving forward and choose health. It's not, it's not all the time, because not everybody's ready to be healthier. But I have those people that I can reach out to, and that truly for me has made all the difference. I wanted to talk a little bit about the stories I've told myself in the past. I've told myself all kinds of stories why I couldn't get healthy. And some of them have been long-term. Some of them have been short-term, kind of like, oh, I think I'm gonna start Monday. Oh, I can't start Monday because Tuesday I'm supposed to go to whatever it would be Tuesday. I can't do that because we're supposed to have that potluck Tuesday. So I'll have to wait until that. So maybe I'll start Wednesday. And it was all the time telling myself that story. And then all along, when I was just on my weight loss journey, I've never been below 200. Wow, I've never been below 200 pounds. And then you know what happened? When I got to that, I never got below 200, because that was the story that I kept telling myself. And so it's really important to kind of figure out, what are you saying to yourself? What is it that you're believing? Do you think it's all, are you telling yourself, oh, I'm never going to be healthy because of my family, because of genetics? I'm never going to be able to do it because this is one of my favorites, because eating healthy is expensive, or I'm never going to be able to do it because of the grandkids and I got to have snacks for them. But whatever it is that you're telling yourself, I just invite you to challenge that, because it's so worth it. And if you are struggling with a story that you're telling yourself, try to flip it. Just try to flip it around and think of, what if? Wow. What if I got rid of all the snacks in my house? What if the grandkids came over and we went out and got an ice cream instead of me having it in my house? What if I got below 200 pounds? What would that look like for me? So it's really starting to challenge that mind and the way that we think about things is where it can really shift. And that's where it's shifted for me. But it doesn't shift overnight. I mean, I've had so many years of just the diet mentality, thinking that it's taken a long time and a lot of practice and people also coming on board and challenging me to be better and make those changes. So as anything, I mean, anyways, if you do have a story that you're telling yourself and you feel like just calling in and telling me what that is, you're welcome to do that. 256-737-9505. So moving on, one of the other things that I wanted to share is the story that we tell ourselves. Another thing that comes to mind is that chatter, that all day long chatter. And my chatter is flared up, I would say, 1,000 times more when I'm living life and my blood sugar isn't balanced. And that's the difference for me. And now, I mean, I absolutely know how to do that. And I just definitely want to maintain staying strong in that position, because I want to be able to think clearly and be in charge of my choices. One of the things that I get to be around is a whole culture of folks and that challenge themselves about really living above the line and not below the line. And there's a lot of areas that's not just, it doesn't just have to do with what we eat and how we eat or anything like that, but that can do with our whole life and all the areas of our life. Are we being above the line or below the line? And I'll give you an example of that. So for instance, maybe mentally you have somebody that is confrontational, and for me to be above the line would be to not engage in that, not fire back and be sarcastic. That would be below the line if I did that. Be argumentative and snide and then go gossip. That would be below the line. To be above the line would be to not engage them, really be thoughtful in responding, and just move forward in the best way possible for both parties. That's what being above the line is. Like, for instance, financially, being below the line would be, you know, rent's due and, you know, you want more video games and you go blow your rent money on video games. That is below the line. So that's kind of what that above and below the line looks like. Anyway, we are going to take a quick break. You're listening.
I just want to know what's wrong with video games. I mean, come on.
Nothing's wrong, but not a friend's DJ.
True.
You're listening to Path Changers, Habits of Health Talk, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for coming back and joining me. So we're talking tonight about the stories we tell ourselves about the reasons why health, it's not the right time to choose health for ourselves. And there's lots of them out there. I hear them just about every single day. And I invite you, if you know you have something that you're telling yourself that's stopping you from being your best, call me. Call in 256-737-9505. So one of the things that I had mentioned earlier is that for about 3 weeks now, I've been following a structured eating program and just feeling back to myself, feeling great. I had started indulging in sugar and lots of things that weren't moving my health and my life forward. And one of the things that really it just kind of startled me is a neighborhood friend of ours, 47 years old, passed away, had a heart attack. And that is one of the things that I just knew that my daily choices I was making for a few months this year were taking me in the wrong direction. So I made the decision to change that. And I'm so glad that I did, because now I'm about, I think I've lost about 20 pounds of inflammation that builds up in the system. And that happens because we make the choices that don't serve us, and it doesn't give our body the opportunity to move forward and be healthy like it so craves to do. And I was telling myself a lot of stories during that time. I would wake up and think, okay, today's the day you're going to be on track. And then whammo, you know, lunch would hit, and that chatter in my head that was being driven by all that sugar and carbs would have me just going and making a dumb decision that kept my next day in trouble. And then that decision kept my next day in trouble. So I started stringing together a lot of days that it really felt like I was unraveling all my progress I've made over these years. And it started to get a little bit scary. And I didn't, the pendulum has swung a lot for me, and it didn't swing back up to the worst point by any means, but still it kind of got scary because I wanted to be doing different behavior than I was. But all right, we were talking a little bit about being above and below the line. So I want to share that moving forward on the Path Changers Habits of Health talk show, there's some things that I really want to put in place and want to be able to, I just really want to, my goal of this show is to serve and awaken people to their health and to how important it is. And there's going to be some things that we talk about and some guests that we bring on that I think I'm going to get a little more real and challenge people more. That's kind of where I feel like it needs to happen. I'm going to have, you know, because I talk to people all the time. So I am going to be sharing an excuse of the week that I receive from who I won't give any names or anything like that, but just an excuse of the week, because I want to see if it resonates with anybody out there. And if you can hear something that feels like, wow, that might be my excuse too, then you know it's an excuse, and then you can think about it and do something about it. But if you don't know it's an excuse and you just are believing it to be true, it's really hard to make a shift. Another thing we're going to do is we're going to feature a healthy recipe makeover. So if you have a favorite recipe and you want to know, how can I do this better? How, I'm diabetic, but I love lasagna. How can I do that, Sandy? I want you to reach out and I'm going to help you with that. There's some topics that I want to talk about because it comes back down to getting real and living above the line, and some things that have been on my mind for a long time. And I really want to take on the conversation of prayer and food, because that's a biggie. I mean, I think that so many times we pray and we give thanks and we bless our food, but the food that we're blessing, unfortunately, it's just so detrimental to our bodies, to our temple. So that's going to be some of the conversation that we're going to have. And I just hope that moving forward, people can be inspired and want to be able to make that choice for themselves, because we get one go on this planet. And if we're not, you know, making the best of it, and we're living and we're hurting and we're feeling terrible, I mean, there's so many things to experience while we're here on this plane. And I just want to help people do that. And I'm doing that, and it's awesome. I have there's just a whole group of people that are moving forward, and we want more people to join us, because the more people that we're surrounded by who are getting healthy and making those decisions and living above the line, like we were talking about, the faster we all get healthy together. And so that's my goal. That's where I'm coming from. So I just want to be able to do that. And I'm going to have a site set up to where anything that we talk about on the show, any guests that we have, will be able to steer you back, and you'll be able to find any of that information easily. Cause I've recognized that it hasn't been that easy from, some of my past shows, some of the questions that I've gotten. So I just want to make that easy for people. Another quick topic that we're gonna talk about are, everybody's always focused when it comes to getting healthy, the first focus is the scale. And so we really want to emphasize on things like non-scale victories. And I'll tell you one of my non-scale victories. And it's pretty personal, but I'm going to go for it. So when I was at my heaviest weight, if I took a bath, I pretty much kind of dammed up the bathtub. I don't do that anymore. I can take a bath, and it's pretty cool. I can get in and out very easy. But I have people all the time that, oh my gosh, they can, you know, we take things for granted. But if we've lived a life and we haven't been healthy, and we reach a point where all of a sudden, gosh, we can't even clip our own toes, that's it's not thriving. And I help people begin to do those things again and just to begin to find hope. It's all about finding hope because it's so possible. We don't have to be, just don't have to be ruled by all this unhealthy living. So moving forward, the next 6 months for me of living above the line, I'm already looking from 6 months puts us into January of 2018. And I am going to be at my goal weight. And I'm just putting that out there here on the air. And that's my goal. I'm so crystal clear right now. I'm just going to keep moving forward. I invite anybody who wants to come join me, come join me. Come see what it's all about. Come see how great you can feel, how much energy you can have, how much more pain-free you can be. And, boy, I would love to do that. I have a lot of events going on too. We have walks that we do weekly. We meet at the Red Door Cafe every Friday and talk about healthy living. So, you're welcome to join us. And when that website's up starting in August, there's going to be no excuses because everyone's going to be invited. But moving forward too, there's no cheats. It's just choices. Because what I have found and what I have learned is that it's like indulging on purpose. And what that means is, you know, when I say it's no cheats, just choices, it's kind of like if I choose to have a cupcake, I want to be able to have that and move on. Because when I'm able to do that, It just blends in my day and there's no craziness because what my diet mentality in my past, my story I've told myself, what that does is, I cheat. I have a cupcake and then my cortisol level, all this stress goes off. I start beating myself up. I feel really bad. And then, you know, what ends up happening then? It's never just a cupcake. It could probably end up being like, at least two, probably three, maybe even four. So moving forward, I really want to.
Somebody capitalized on that in TV ads where they said no one can eat just one. And, of course, I have no idea which candy or horrible food that is.
Yeah. It's not candy.
I don't know. What is it?
I know exactly what it is.
Well, I'm not.
Do you know? Or are you just being sarcastic?
I can't remember, in all honesty. And, I mean, there's no need to give whatever it is free advertising. So.
Oh, well.
Go ahead and tell me.
It's potato chips.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Starts with an L, the brand name.
Now, I have another problem, and I have determined that this is inherited.
Okay.
My dad is responsible for this, who has a bowl. I didn't say, like, a package. A bowl of peanut M&Ms in his office.
Yeah.
I've just recently winged myself off that habit.
Good for you.
But it's my dad.
Yeah.
How bad
it is habit, Jay. Habit is the word.
How bad is peanut butter for you? Horrible, I assume?
Well, it's the same thing. It's
in moderation. Right?
But, you know, moderation for some people is like 3 tablespoons. And they think that's a healthy choice, but it's just so high in fat. PB2 is something that's awesome, though, if you've never tried that. It's powdered peanut butter.
The only time I had ever eaten, like, M&Ms before would be, like, if I was at a conference and having trouble staying awake at 9 in the morning. I'd get some beat out M&Ms.
They're addictive, and I tell you what, like...
And they did the trick. I mean, I'd be awake. I guess that's a little shot of chocolate or whatever, that energy or whatever. I don't know.
And we've reached the time where why do we need 40 kinds of M&Ms? I mean, we've got...
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's
I was just
nuts.
Recently out of town and, you know, sort of dropping through the local drugstore, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's like a whole display full of these.
It is. It's wild. Well, listen, I appreciate everybody listening tonight and tuning in and allowing me to be transparent with my journey. And I really look forward to the next 6 months and seeing what we can create. And I want to help you be a healthier you while I help me be a healthier me. You're listening to Path Changers, Habits of Health Talk, and coming up next is the Big D Radio Show, so stay tuned. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station.
Hey, y'all, be careful out there on the roads. Starting to see some shower activity come into the area. Heard some thunder a few minutes ago, so if it's not raining on you now, it probably will be in a few minutes, so y'all be careful.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared.